Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm excited about getting our buddy Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom's an old friend of ours. He's the chief counsel over at the Office of Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. We've known him a long time. He works awfully hard for you and me, ladies and gentlemen, protecting us from unnecessary regulation. He does a pretty darn good job of it, too. And he's got some things today he wants to talk to us about, especially about home-based business issues. And as I say, he's our good friend, Tom Sullivan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. The issue of the day is home-based, isn't it?
That's right, Jim.
What's going on there?
Well, we're releasing a study today that really flushes out what type of regulatory barriers hit home-based business hardest. And it's especially significant, Jim, because 53% of the 23 million small businesses in America are home-based.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, I didn't realize it was 50%. I knew there was a lot of, and I'll tell you something else that's really the news, I think, Tom, and that is how many more there are this year than there were last year, because a lot of these people who are not working for whatever reason have decided to become home-based business owners.
You're right, Jim, and when we look at statistics like 53% of the 23 million small businesses in the country, that is the ones that we know about. I mean, just think, with all of the advent of eBay and other types of things that you can do at home, think of the millions of small businesses that are out there. And this study really drills down into what concerns home-based businesses most. And I don't think it's any surprise, Jim, that the number one federal regulatory concern of home-based businesses is the IRS.
Yep. Yeah, because what happens is we're not is small companies, especially companies that not even just S corporations, but I mean not even just the sole proprietors, but even sometimes S corporations. If you're not a C corporation, there's a lot of discrimination going on in the tax code, isn't there?
Well, Jim, what we found to be the most discriminatory in this study is the treatment of the home office deduction. It is so
right.
complex, Jim, that when folks try to utilize that tax deduction, they're mirrored down in paperwork and regulations that prevents them from using the deduction to help their business survive.
Right, absolutely. And those are the kinds of things that when you're a big business and you got an office or a larger business, you got an office downtown, you own the building, and it's all you do is business in that building. It's that's fairly easy. You depreciate it, or you deduct the rent expense for your business. But when it's
right.
when it's one room in your house, it's a lot more complicated, isn't it?
It is, Jim. There aren't many home-based small businesses that I know of that have an accounting department in their basement, and that's
right.
really what leads to that type of complexity. And in particular, when people want to sell their homes. And that is a major economic driver in the United States.
Right.
The complexity of the home office deduction increases tenfold when you try to sell your house because of how difficult it is to factor in the type of appreciation and other type of calculations necessary
right.
to make sure that the IRS doesn't come after you for what could be an innocent mistake.
What's the answer?
Well, the answer is that when policymakers in the Treasury Department and in the IRS look at making the tax code simpler, they should focus in like a laser beam on the home office deduction, sit down with small business owners who you and I and others advocate for, and try to make the home office deduction simpler.
Mm-hmm. What do we got to do to make that happen, though?
Well, we're starting it right here. That's why the Office of Advocacy conducts this type of research, Jim, as you know. When we put these issues out there in detailed analysis, then that gets the attention of policymakers in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, the more we move into the 21st century, the more people are realizing that people who start their businesses from their home are not just people who couldn't get a job somewhere else. You know, I did this in 89, Tom. I started my own business, and it wasn't in my home. And it wasn't because I couldn't get a job somewhere else. It was because I didn't want to look for a job anywhere else. I was ready to start my own business. And the best place for me to do it was in my home. Luckily, I didn't have to worry about zoning, which is something we're going to talk about some more of your research that you found out, that zoning is a problem for home-based businesses. We're going to do this on the other side of these messages, 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Tom Sullivan. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tom Sullivan. Tom is the chief counsel over at the Office of Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Tom, remind us, maybe there are people listening who haven't heard you on the show before, and they don't know what a chief counsel does over at the Office of Advocacy.
Oh, Jim, I'd be happy to explain it. We basically pursue a small business agenda, but from within the government. Do it with a team of lawyers and a team of economists. A team of lawyers try to work with other government agencies, EPA, OSHA, IRS, Department of Transportation, and others, to try to make sure that when they look at new rules and regulations, they do it with a full understanding of the impact on small business. The economists we have produce research that document the importance of small business to a local, state, regional, national, and global economy. And it's that type of research that provokes good discussion on policy that helps small business and not hurt.
Absolutely, and of course the president gave you some new leverage when he signed his executive order a couple of years ago to make sure that when you spoke to legislators about what they were doing to small business owners, they knew that you had the muscle behind you.
You're right, Jim. The president knows that. When it comes to job growth, that type of job creation comes from small business.
Yep.
When you're looking at ways to remove barriers to job growth, focus in on things like government regulation, which we know affects small business roughly 60% greater than their larger business counterparts. Boils down to over $6,000 per employee simply to figure out rules and regulations that small business owners have to deal with every day. We're focusing intently on removing those regulatory barriers, lightening the load for small business, and allowing them to do what they do best, that is innovate, create, and hire new workers.
Absolutely. And what we're doing, what they're doing is something I did 15 years ago, is I hired myself. I created one new job when I started my small business from my home, and that's happening all over the place. You know, Tom, one of the questions that we're getting more in than anything else right now is about the home-based business issues that they're facing. These people who decided to start their own, you know, to start following their own star, and a lot of times the question is about zoning, which is the next issue that I know you want to focus on.
You're right, Jim. And what we try to do is take a federal issue and a local issue and focus in on how they affect home-based businesses. At the federal issue, what we just talked about was IRS rules, and that really is no surprise. Now, at a local level, we talk about a myriad of zoning restrictions. I mean, talk about a jigsaw puzzle that just doesn't fit together at all with millions and millions of pieces. That's what it looks like as far as zoning regulations and
right.
How they impact small business.
Well, and the thing is, there's got to be this blend of the ability to use your property within reason, and paying attention to your neighbors and the quality of life of other people around you. I mean,
you're right, Jim.
Go ahead.
You're right, Jim. I mean, what we really are looking for is a balance. That balance swings like a pendulum. ideally you want that pendulum right in the middle so that you equate the quality of life in neighborhoods and also with the ability of folks to use their home to generate business activity.
Well, right now, absolutely. Go ahead.
Right now, this research study says that the pendulum has swung over towards the over-regulation side, which is a dangerous trend because if the regulation continues to stifle economic activity, we don't see that valuable next step. And that valuable next step is when a home-based business owner decides to take the opportunity to hire an employee and sometimes, Jim, even make that bold move of moving to Main Street.
Right.
To open up a bigger business. That's where your job creation really can come from.
Well, and you know, another thing to remember, Tom, is that, you know, we're all these communities are running around here looking for industries to come in. And what they don't realize sometimes is they've got industry happening all around them in the form of these small, these home-based business owners. I mean, I'm a perfect example of that. I mean, I started out with one employee. It was just me. 15 years later, you know, I have several of my own employees, but also because of the way we do outsourcing here, you know, really the work that we do here, if I had all of these people under one roof, we'd probably have about 15 people under this roof.
And, Jim, I suspect that would not mean a huge amount of tractor-trailers rolling through your neighborhood and warehouses and equipment piled up in front of you.
It wouldn't, but of course the thing is within 2.5 years of being home-based, I did move downtown. I did open up a storefront. And so what communities have to realize is home-based businesses are, we're not gypsies. These are people who are just trying to find their own way in the marketplace, and this is where they're beginning. And maybe they want to stay that way. Maybe they don't. One of these days, they may want to grow.
Yeah, Jim, what this research shows is it takes the example of what you have experienced and then magnifies it a millionfold so that all policymakers can understand how important it is for home-based businesses not only to survive but to thrive and grow so that more and more can hire people who can get the unemployment down
right.
and create a better economic environment.
Do you know what the quadricycle is, Tom?
No, it sounds like a bike for four.
The quadricycle was a device built in a garage in a man's home about 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Henry Ford built his quadricycle, which was the predecessor to the Model T, in his garage in his home. It was so big, when he built it, he had to knock the front of the walls out so he could get the thing out of his garage. Well, what if the zoning laws had not allowed him to build his quadricycle in his home? We might not have had the Ford Motor Company. Tim Till, stand by. Stand by. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah,
we're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Tom Sullivan is our guest and our good friend. He's the Chief Counsel over at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA. And, Tom, tell us about your website and how we can find out more about the Office of Advocacy.
Well, Jim, we've been talking about research all morning and how important it is to get the word out on the importance of small business. One way to do it is to sign up to our listserv, and that's the only way, really, that we can push our research out so that your brain trust and all your listeners can take a look at some of this information and pass it on to the policymakers that make decisions that affect small businesses' bottom line.
Right.
Our listserv is available on our website, which is sba.gov/advo for advocacy. That's sba.gov/advo. And down towards the bottom of that website, Jim, is our listserv.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you're listening to this station and hearing about how important small business is to the economy, please sign up to our listserv. Sign up to our research listserv. Get this type of information and pass it on to the lawmakers. Make decisions that affect your bottom line.
Especially this zoning issue. I mean, I know that a lot of people probably think, well, what can I do about the IRS? But these zoning issues, those are grassroots local issues, aren't they?
They are, Jim.
So we need to try to do what we can, and one of the things we can do, one of the things I'd like to also encourage people to do, Tom, is if you're home-based, make sure that you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce and get your Chamber of Commerce to sort of aggregate all of the home-based business people in your community, and you guys start building a little consciousness, awareness of what you're doing in your area, and let people know that you're, you know, that you're one of millions who are doing what you do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's just so frustrating for small business owners to feel as though they're lost in the wilderness of different interests that are trying to pigeonhole lawmakers on different issues. But those single voices joined together in the thousands or hundreds of thousands and millions really do make a difference, because we know when you look at the statistics of the 23 million small businesses in the United States, they do make a difference, and there is an incredible opportunity for small business owners to band together so that they have an even more powerful voice in their state capitals and here in Washington, D.C.
Well, and you know, the it's very important that people understand that in the culture, in the marketplace, home-based businesses are very much accepted in the marketplace. So, you know, 10 years ago, that wasn't always the case, Tom. Well, 15 years ago, when I started my home-based business, that wasn't the case. But, you know, if you were home-based, you were kind of a weirdo, you know. But now that's not the case. The culture and the marketplace is very accepting of a home-based business. But it's just that we've got some laws out there that are still that are basically 20th century laws.
Yeah, Jim, you used the great example of the quadricycle starting at Henry Ford's garage.
Yeah.
I think when everyone logs on to their computer in the morning and Microsoft logo appears on their computer, it's an opportunity to realize what would have happened had zoning and tax and other regulations been so severe that it prevented Bill Gates from even dreaming of an opportunity for starting a company in his garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if the zoning police had come over and shut him down or something. Yeah, exactly. And so we have to, but at the same time now, Tom, home-based business owners have to be aware of how they present themselves in the marketplace. They can't be unduly obtrusive. And if you're doing the kind of business that doesn't need to be in a neighborhood, you need to take that out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, Jim, I couldn't agree with you more. And what we find in talking with you, your Brain Trust, and other small businesses across the country is these small business owners are the community leaders. Mm-hmm. They're the folks on the PTA. They're the folks in the Kiwanis Club. They're the folks who run the park commissions in their neighborhoods. So when it comes to the interests of the community, looking to home-based business owners first and having them be proud of what they do instead of hiding from a bevy of zoning regulations really will, I believe, encourage the community spirit that is a good balance with the economic possibilities of home-based business.
There's probably some local elections going on this year. Maybe this could be something for the home-based folks to try to raise as a campaign issue, something they might want to look at. Tom Sullivan, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always, and thank you so much for what you do for small business. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for helping get the word out.
Yeah. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, the Office of Advocacy at the SBA. He's the chief counsel over there. And that's sba.gov/advo for advocacy. Check that out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, whether you're home-based or not. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.